Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Faiz Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 8th. It's eclipse day. With tens of millions of people preparing for the big show across the sky in North America, almost every American will be able to see at least part of the total solar eclipse, with about 32 million people in the U.S. living along the path of totality, where the moon will appear to entirely block the sun. That number is probably going to be higher, though, with all the people expected to have traveled to those areas to experience the full eclipse. But clouds could block the view in some areas, as CNN meteorologist Alyssa Rafa tells us.
Looks like we have a storm system, though, developing on the southern end of the path, where a severe risk is growing for damaging winds, large hail, even isolated tornadoes from Texas into Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. The good news is, though, it looks like the storms do blow up after the eclipse. It's all part of the system that kind of stalls right near that path of totality, bringing you some showers from middle Tennessee and then over towards the Carolinas.
Even if there are clouds in the path of totality, meteorologists say you'll still be in for a show, as day will seem to turn into night. Israel says it has withdrawn its troops from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza over the weekend, after months of fierce fighting. But the military's chief of staff says they're far from stopping operations in the strip. CNN's Nick Robertson has more from southern Israel.
The IDF is not saying that this is an end of the fight. They say they are leaving significant forces in the north of Gaza, but these troops here are being pulled out for recuperation and preparation for future operations. But the IDF describes this as effectively marking an end of ground operations in Gaza in their current form.
Israel's defense minister says future operations include a follow-up mission on Rafah, more than a million people are sheltering. The troop movement comes as negotiations in Cairo between Israel and Hamas seem to be moving forward. Egyptian state media says the talks have had, quote, significant progress and consensus on many controversial points. The International Atomic Energy Agency says a drone attack hit the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine yesterday, causing damage to its main reactor containment. The IAEA says the damage at the Russian-controlled facility has not compromised nuclear safety, although one person died in the attack. The agency's director general called the attack, quote, a clear violation of the basic principles for protecting Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Russian authorities are accusing Ukraine of carrying out the assault, which Ukraine has denied. CNN cannot independently verify Russia's or Ukraine's claims. The FAA says a Denver to Houston flight had to turn around yesterday after an engine cover fell off the Boeing 737 and struck the wing flap.
I think the flaps on the inboard side of the engine between the engine and the fuselage ripped off on takeoff. Our engines seem to be fine, but we are structurally damaged.
Southwest Airlines says the flight reached an altitude of about 10,000 feet and that its maintenance teams would review the aircraft. The FAA is also investigating. Boeing declined to comment. This is the latest in a string of mechanical issues plaguing Boeing aircraft across a range of airlines over the past several months. Coming up, South Carolina got its revenge against Iowa and Caitlin Clark. This year's NCAA women's basketball tournament has been full of star power, with Iowa's Caitlin Clark front and center. But her individual talent wasn't enough to defeat South Carolina. The Gamecocks became national champions for the third time, defeating Iowa 87-75, completing a perfect 38-0 season and preventing Clark from having the perfect end to her college career. The win also avenges South Carolina's loss to Iowa in last year's Final Four, which was the team's only loss that season. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.